and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, a day
438.
I'm in first, and I didn't even cheat. I said to Mike, with 15 seconds to go, are you ready? He said, no, I haven't made the chat live yet. So I said, well, you know, get sort that out. So I went to the page and I just typed hello, boom, I'm first. Yay, didn't even cheat. Mike tried to beat me by only putting one L in hello, but didn't even manage that. However, I didn't have a capital letter. But never mind. Yay, I'm first. No cheating involved. Oh, fabulous. So hello me. Hello, Mike. CQ, CQ, Deb. Hello, Dee. And there's young Jonathan. Oh, hello, Jonathan. How was Thursday for you?
Dee's been pathetically refreshing for 2 minutes.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not often I get in first. Well, not unless I know that Mike's got a webinar and he makes it open at 5:30, and then that's really, it's not cheating, because, you know, it was just open, but I knew it was open. But tonight, no, straight in
it's
there.
Taking advantage of being the chat owner.
If I like. No, I didn't. No, I could just have been there.
It's like if you work in the Apple store, you get first dibs on the kit.
Yeah, you also get searched, frisked on the way in and out. So, yeah, let's not go there. That's true as well. Oh, no, I wouldn't want to work there. Mind you, it depends who's doing the frisking. Mind you, George Clooney doesn't work there, does he? No, I'll leave that, if that's okay. Oh, and Jonathan was refreshing as well. This is half our bandwidth, you know.
Depends who's doing the frisking. Can I just remind you about Old Trafford?
Oh, yeah.
When you got frisked.
Yeah, I was like a Rottweiler, wasn't I? Don't actually touch me. Oh, yeah, well, I'm not surprised not going there again either. Hello, Kim. Hello. Who else we got? No, we're all here now. Excellent. Deb shows my you first. Do a refresh, Deb, because I did a refresh. Because like you, it plays with your mind. But no, I did refresh and it was still me. Still me. Dee's fourth. Oh, never mind. As long as we're all here. Hello, Tony. Kim was refreshing when FedEx arrived. FedEx? Is that toys? FedEx toys? Oh. Which reminds me. All day I've been thinking to my little self. I need to do something. All day. And I do this particular job in Safari. And I don't use Safari. So all day I've thought, oh, I must do that. And then I thought, no, not running Safari. Anyway, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to check Safari. Right, I am going to the Apple store. I have gone to order status and I am now waiting. Oh, surprise, surprise. Processing. So, basically, order placed. Yep, managed that, even though you bait and switch me with the dates. Then it says processing and that's where it's stuck. So we've got preparing to ship, shipped and delivered. So we're about 35% of the way along and it's not moved in a month. Yeah. So I just thought I'd give it a check, see if by some miracle they posted it, but no, they've not. So we can close Safari and not bother it again until the next time I check. Oh, annoyed. It's easy to say never mind when you're the first one. Yes, but that doesn't happen often. Honestly, about three times in the last 438 shows, it doesn't happen often. Oh, yes. Do you remember Fawlty Towers? Don't mention the war. As I said in the email, don't mention the match. No. That was probably the longest penalty shootout in penalty shootout history.
It was a long one.
It was 11-10 in the end. Our goalkeeper missed. And I saw our goalkeeper pick up the ball. And I thought, he's going to miss it.
Yeah, I knew he was going to miss.
And I thought, you know, I feel like saying to Mike, that's it, he's going to miss it. And then I thought, no, because if I do, that'll be tempting fate.
Even the toilet trick didn't work. Twice.
Yeah, Mike tried it twice, I tried it once as well. So even a hat trick of toilet tricks didn't work. But it was just the look on his face. He had no confidence taking that penalty. No. None whatsoever. He had no business taking it. But it's very, very unusual if you get down to the goalkeepers.
It's a lottery with penalties. We should have won in normal time.
It's not a lottery with penalties, Mike. You should not have a player on your books, never mind in the team or in the squad, who can't get a penalty. I mean, what do kids do when they're playing football as kids? They take penalties against each other. There shouldn't be a man on the pitch who can't score a penalty, particularly a goalkeeper. Crying out loud, man, put it down the middle as hard as you can. Job done. because 9 times out of 10, the goalkeeper is going to go one way or the other. Because if they don't, the fans will say, oh, he was an idiot. He should have at least tried. Whereas if he stands in the middle, plus the fact, if you hit it hard enough, you'll send him and the ball into the net. Aim for the middle, I say. But no, it didn't end well. And as soon as he picked up the ball, I saw his face and thought, yeah, pack up, lads, we're going home. And we did. So that's last night dealt with.
Should we talk about something else?
Oh, I didn't know FedEx delivered from Walmart. We get our stuff from Asda in an Asda van, and they're Walmart in the UK.
No, they're not.
Are they?
They were.
Oh, have they been sold?
They sold out.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Panko breadcrumbs.
Now owned by 2 Asian lads.
I have not heard of Panko breadcrumbs. Do I need to know about Panko breadcrumbs? Probably not if they're breadcrumbs.
Probably got gluten in.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
FedEx groceries, exactly. Over this side of the pond, we're like, FedEx groceries. No, over here, FedEx is Apple. There's UPS, FedEx. There was, where was the green one? The green one with like the black Nike logo on the side.
Ocado?
No, not with groceries, for deliveries. It's a green one, parcel line. Parcel line. And then the other one that they tend to use is something, it's called home delivery.
I think so. Home Delivery Network.
Home Delivery Network. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you get Home Delivery Network, you'll see it sometime, never, if at all. Seriously. Oh, they're bad. They are bad.
I think Yodel is Home Delivery Network, Johnny.
Yeah, they're one and the same, but you know, what did they say Yodel stood for?
Don't know.
Yay, Tony's got audio. Always try the refresh button. Take it from Kim. If you don't, you could end up listening to last week's show, couldn't you, Kim? That was clever. I didn't know we could time shift like that. No. It was the first time when anybody's done it, Kim. Well done. Yeah, always refresh, just in case. No, it was something like you'll... No, it stood for something. I can't remember what.
I'll Google it.
But basically, you'll never get your delivery with Yodel.
What does Yodel stand for?
I think it's your delivery, as in yo, del. But somebody put something else to mean the letters, and it was like, you'll never see your delivery.
What does yodeling mean, sexually?
Mike, walk away. Right now. If you go to the Urban Dictionary,
it's not Urban Dictionary. It's online slang dictionary.
Walk away, leave it alone. Oh, his face has lit up like a little 5-year-old. Stop it! I can see I'm going to have to instigate that thing I did with my dad. Oh, what was that called? Microsoft.
Oh.
Was it ISS? IIS? Internet Information Server?
Yeah, the thing that records where you've been.
Yeah, that.
All the dodgy sites I've been to.
I said to my mum, she said, I don't want your father on your network. And I said, he won't get up to any mischief. All he ever does is look at radio sites. Well, obviously, you know what boys are like. Boys will be boys. And I'm looking through the logs from this server, proxy server logs.
That's it.
Only Microsoft's wasn't called proxy server, but that's what it was. I think it was the IIS, Microsoft IIS, Internet Information Server. So basically what it did, and this is pre having like switches and hubs in your home, we had one telephone connection coming into the house. So it was into a modem, into, I think it was an NT4 Windows box. You had, instead of like, you had your computers networked on Ethernet cable, but you still couldn't share a phone line, if you're with me. So you needed this IIS server to connect to the internet and then share the internet connection with the rest. So it was a really advanced thing to set up. Nobody domestically was doing this. So I said to Mum, well, you know, yeah, I can do that because I can use IIS. So she told him straight, no dodgy sites. And he's like, well, obviously. That's just what he was like, wasn't it? So I wasn't doing this deliberately. I just thought, I'll just have a look through the logs. And there were these dodgy sites. So I thought, I'll have a laugh with Mum. And say, you know, look what he's looking at. She went mental. So I said, Mum, take a chill pill. But the thing was, when she said to him, you know, knock off the dodgy sites, he swore blind he had never been to a dodgy site. Well, there's only 3 of us using the internet, and he sure as heck wasn't me. And Mike assured me it wasn't him either. Plus the fact I could tell from the machine IP address, the IP address and the MAC address of the computer, it was him. So unless a cat had wandered in and inadvertently typed some porn sites on the keyboard, it was him. He totally, totally denied it. And I think actually Mum was worse with him denying it than actually visiting the site. She couldn't really care less about that. Oh, fun days, fun days. Oh, Dee wishes she had Asda or Walmart. You just have Dunstalls and Tesco's. We're blessed here. We have the Sainsbury's will deliver if you want. So there's Sainsbury's, Asda, Tesco, Morrison's, Ocado, you name it. We are very lucky. Don't Iceland deliver as well?
I think they do.
They used to deliver. Oh, and Aldi are bringing in some kind of delivery because, you know, no one's in the store. So, yes, we are very, very lucky. Mike has had his hand in the cookie jar, has he? Are you up to mischief again?
No. I'm being good.
That's it. That's it, Jonathan. You ordinarily deliver everything late, if it comes at all. Mind you, they did do me a favour once. I'd ordered a monitor and it didn't turn up. So Amazon sent me like a mail that said, you know, sorry, your delivery's running late, blah, blah, blah. Can you give it 12 days? I thought, you've got to be kidding me. It's a monitor. And I'd ordered it because the other one had broken. So the short answer to that was, no, I want it now. Like a trio. I want my monitor and I want it now. So I got on to customer services. Useless. Useless. I think it was actually on the phone at this point as well. I asked to speak to a supervisor. They clearly needed a dictionary to find out what a supervisor was. But eventually I got on to a manager and I played holy hell. Because what annoyed me was this monitor was still available for sale with next day delivery. So why don't you just send me another one? Because I want it now. Plus the fact, I think at the time I'd just had an email saying I'd been a customer for 20 years. Because I used Amazon back in the day when they had that few customers, they sent me Christmas presents. Not joking. They sent me a box of like wooden puzzles, really expensive wooden puzzles as a gift. And thank you for being a customer. 1998 it was. It's amazing, isn't it? But they were that good at that time. So I let rip with this guy. Good point, he says. It'll be with you tomorrow. I thought, that's better. And she asked, well, shall I send the bill for my time? that was my second point. Anyway, this monitor turned up the next day. Luckily, not with Yodel. Anyway, weeks later, about 3-4 weeks later, a parcel arrived. And my mum said, there's a parcel. And I said, I'm not expecting anything. She said, well, it's quite big. Are you sure you're not? I said, no, are you sure it's not for a neighbour? So we asked, no, it wasn't for a neighbour. It was Yodel. So I'm looking at it. It said Amazon on it. I'm thinking, I haven't ordered anything. So I opens this thing. It was the monitor. I thought, you're kidding me. Take you a month to get it here. So I then had to get onto Amazon. Oh, is that much bother? Keep it. So I ended up with two monitors for price of one. So yeah, Yodel, not always a bad thing, but you know, your blood pressure while you're arguing with them. Or rather, apprising them of your position and ensuring that they agree with it. that's how I describe it anyway. Oh yes, I'm loving that, Jonathan. That could well be a title for the show, that. I'm liking it. Deb was using a term usually referring to fabric that's become threadbare, thinning out, or something that was no longer or loosely connected to the original. Apparently, it also has a rather vulgar urban meaning. Oh dear. Okay, I will leave that alone. I get scared on Urban Dictionary. Honestly, the most innocuous terms have got the most hideous sexual connotations, of which I was completely unaware. It reminds me of that scene, if anybody's seen it. Has anybody watched Peter Kay's Car Share? I've only seen a couple of bits of it. I've not actually sat down and watched the whole thing. But the bit on dogging, oh, it's the funniest sketch ever.
Now, where's Simon?
That's not Simon, that's Lola sat behind you, looking no, grumpy.
When you're talking about dogging, where's Simon?
Do you want to go and play?
Simon didn't go dogging. Well, he did. He had a dog with him. He went cowing, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. He went cowing.
Don't move the chair. Come on, Lola.
Come on.
Good girl. She's quiet today. I wonder why. Mind you, it's warm today. Oh, the dogging bit was just fabulous. I must find that. I'm sure. Let's have a look. Car show.
We had a good run around at lunchtime.
Video. I'm sure just that clip is on YouTube. Oh dear. Yeah, don't Google that.
Dee wants to know what dogging is. It's watching other people do it.
Is dogging just doing it in a car? No,
whilst
it's more voyeuristic than that.
Whilst taking your dog out for a
cars
walk.
Cars can be involved, yes, but it's basically, open areas around a city. Apparently Manchester's the dogging capital of the north.
Isn't
Who
it?
Knew? Yeah. I don't go out after dark. Mind you, that doesn't stop them, does it? So you're outdoors, but... You know, like somebody would say, I'm taking the dog for a walk, hence it being known as dogging. So basically, other people go to these places and they just watch. And that's dogging. Watching other people is dogging.
I've got a story. Nothing to do with dogging.
Oh, how unfortunate.
You know Selsey Park?
I do.
I was on there tonight. That's the one where they found the body. Anyway, you know, as you approach it from the main road, you go up Selsey Avenue, whatever it is. And it's actually a dead end with bollards.
Yep.
And then you actually get onto the park. So I see this police van with its blues. It didn't have its twos on. It had its blues flying up this dead end road. And it stops and it's hovering around and it...
Don't know if there's an extra T on the end of that, but check that link out. Watch it later. It's 6 minutes, but it's so worth the 6 minutes.
It turns round and goes away. Next minute, a police car turns up, and two officers get out, and they walk onto the park, and they have a look around, pointing, and then they get back in the car and go away.
Pointing at what?
Well, just pointing at various things on the park. Lots of people.
Good to know they're keeping busy, isn't it? I have a red dentist stick. I'm a grumpy girl.
Yeah.
Paw, come on. No, properly. That's a good girl.
Well, there's obviously a chase somewhere.
Do you know the funniest thing when the police start a chase? I guarantee it'll be about 2:30 in the morning. And I'll think, what's that rumbling sound? And it'll be the force helicopter. And it will buzz overhead for about 40 minutes. And it's so comical because as soon as I hear that, I think, oh, force helicopter, they're chasing somebody. Occasionally, depending on how close to here it is that they're chasing them, you'll see like a spotlight go up the road outside that comes from the helicopter. Then your next trick is to get on Facebook and go to the M33 group and it'll be, I've just been woken up by the force helicopter. Does anybody know what's going on? And the thing is, you'll find about 50 people having a conversation at 2:30 in the morning. Like, go to bed, get earplugs.
It's become a source of
entertainment.
What's it taking, though, that group? Somebody will say, do you know what that empty building in Tessale Town Centre is going to be? And everyone says, a Nando's.
Oh, for crying out loud. I must watch that dogging thing again. It was just so good. It was so good, I must watch it again. So what was today's excitement here? What worked, what didn't work, what needs to work better? Pretty much everything.
I had a Catania meeting at lunchtime.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing them for a while.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And our services have been volunteered to help out at head office if anyone needs any tech help or advice.
Oh, you mean you're the A-team?
Yeah.
Do you know what I've taken to doing? Let's talk about tech. Whatever you use for your to-dos, let me know what you use for your to-dos. I was interested that I saw... Have you heard of Google Tasks?
No.
You've heard of Microsoft To-Do, though?
Yeah.
Google Tasks was sort of added on to Google like an afterthought. But actually, it's incredibly powerful. Me and Box Zero project still rumbling on. People keep mailing me. This is the problem. I don't want to transfer the mail to my to-do system because then that'll get overwhelmed. So it's like trying to keep all the balls in the air at the same time. And Microsoft To-Do was quite nice. We used that when it was Wunderlist, didn't we?
We did.
And the thing was, this was years ago. On a shared project, and it did enable you to share to-dos quite easily. So Microsoft To-Do does all of that, but you know, Google Tasks isn't that bad. I was surprised at how much it did do. And the beauty of it is you can install it as a plugin in Gmail, which means you've only got to click one button and your email becomes a task, and then you can stick it in out of your inbox. Loving that. But I use things for my to-do, and I've taken to adding much more information in the notes. Does anybody do that? You know, when you've got like create X page in Notion. Normally, I leave it there.
I add a few notes.
Do you add those at the point that you add the item to the to-do?
Yeah.
I would add
it might be a URL
basic.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if I've got a URL and it's like, go check this, etc., then I would. But for example, one of these things is a system that I'm looking at trialing. And I've got a URL that gives me 2 months free trial instead of one. And I'm thinking that would be a very good idea to... I want the URL with the to-do, because otherwise I look at the to-do and I think I've not got the URL, so I have to go and find the URL. So that I would put in. I would. It's other things where I look at something and I think like, okay, there's enough information to see what it is and what it does. Right. So I've got that. But then I have a thought while I'm looking at it. And I've started adding those thoughts to the to-do, and it's actually really useful. Does anybody else do that? Let's see what you use. Or am I just talking to myself? Hello, Anthony. No one's telling me what to-do app they use.
Maybe they don't.
For many, many years, I used Microsoft Outlook. Not good. Obviously, it was on a PC. Shall we go back to the very, very beginning? What was the first
digital...
piece
of paper.
No, Mike. Digital. Remember, we're a tech show, allegedly. Starfish...
Sony Cly, probably.
No, Starfish Sidekick. Oh, it was fabulous. Or Lotus Note. No, that came later, didn't it? Lotus... What was that called?
Lotus Organiser.
Oh, that was a fabulous one. But no, it was Starfish Sidekick first. And it was a Filofax. It was seriously a Filofax. It looked like a Filofax. It behaved like a Filofax. You didn't need any training on what that did. And I had my calendar in it, the lot. Loved it. Lotus Organiser wasn't as good. And then from there, I think I went to Outlook. Outlook synced with the Sony Cly. Sony Cly was an amazing bit of kit. Yeah, via some syncy thing. And there was a desktop version of the app that was on the Cly as well.
Oh, it was a bit of a black art, wasn't it?
It was, but it worked. It was amazing, that. Then on... What did we do when we first went to a Mac?
Deb says she uses a piece of paper.
Hey, if a piece of paper works for you, stick with it. Oh, Tony, no, you can't do that. If I did that, I wouldn't be replying to that mail of yours, would I? Which is in my "you need to reply to this" folder. Aha! Hoisted by your own petard. Oh, Anthony's got a Sony Cly. Still got it, still works. Oh, I don't think mine would turn on, I must admit. I haven't looked after the battery.
I don't know where mine is.
It was good. It was a
probably
good...
Probably one of about three boxes.
Yeah, it was a good toy. It was. I know, it's how to balance it. I mean, if you've got 3,000 mails, but your to-do list is manageable, that's great, but you're going to feel overwhelmed about the mails. But it's this adding clarification to it inside your to-do app that's interesting. It's actually really useful, that. Way more useful. Because at the point I'm adding it, I probably haven't got that information. It's something that comes to me. You know, so I've got like a title here, 5 features for something as a blog post. But I only put like 2 features in. And then as I look at it, I'm thinking, oh, well, I know what the other features are now. So I put those in as well. Listen to her grumbling on with her little self. Lola, we can hear you.
She either wants to go to bed or go outside.
Well, take her on the landing and see which way she turns. If she turns left, she wants to go to bed. If she turns right, she wants to play.
Or food, which is
had plenty. You've had plenty, Lola. Come on. Let's see which way you go.
Where do you want to go? Downstairs.
Downstairs. She wants to drag him into the garden. It's warm. It's too hot in here, trust me. It's very hot. Anthony's run on 2 AAA batteries. Oh, those were the days. Poor Kim. One phone call and you see we've been talking about dogging. We've done the video and everything. Oh, it's fantastic. That I can't see the appeal myself. I can't think of anything worse myself. I mean, partaking in it or just sitting watching, what is wrong with you? Get a life. Oh, my. You see, yeah, you can't turn your back on us. Now, Kim, you should know better. You're a veteran of this. You're an expert. So you know that, in fact, we must have mentally known that you'd left the building. What could we do to play with Kim's mind on her return? And that's what happened. There you go. Oh, loving it. No, I'm at the moment, I've just signed up for the beta for OmniFocus 4. And I'm like, oh, please don't make me change. I don't want to change. But I also need to see the new features, don't I? I used to use OmniFocus for years. The only problem with OmniFocus is it just takes too much effort to keep it going. It does. It needs triage. It's like having a baby. You literally need to sit with it and hold its hand the entire time. So that doesn't work for me, I must admit. But things is working. I'm quite surprised. I never expected it to. Tourist destination. Who is doing the dogging? The person having sex or the person watching? Although I guess you could say it's all encompassing now. All encompassing. But technically, the person who would be walking the dog. But if the excuse that the couple who have gone out to partake with each other have given is that they're walking the dog, irrespective of whether they've got the dog or not, then I guess it could encompass all of them. You see, we need to know these things. Sounds like they've never learned how to set boundaries. Probably both have a terrible relationship and lives. Well, it can't be good, can it? I mean, it does. I did watch a programme on it because that's the UK. Oh, last night. What was I doing? There was a programme on and I'd heard that it was really good. It was the one that I mentioned to you, which was called, was it Before We're Dead? Let's have a check. Before We Die. And Leslie Sharp's in it. She's a great actor. Love her. So I thought it might be worth a watch if she's in it because she doesn't appear in rubbish. So I set it to record because I don't like adverts, as we all know. So I watched it later, took the ads out. So it only took like, you know, and play it at 1.5 times. And, you know, you've only spent 20 minutes watching an hour show. So I did that. And I thought, oh, that wasn't bad. That's not bad at all. And at the end of it, they said the whole series is available right now on demand. Or you can wait till next week for episode 2. And I thought, OK, I'll do the online thing. So I get online. You cannot skip the ads. So what I tend to do with the ads is mute the sound. I did not mute the sound quick enough. Now, I don't know if I could get this ad anywhere else. In terms, because I would like you to see this ad. It's that bad. I can tell you what was said in it, but it won't have the same impact. But honestly, my jaw was on the desk as I picked it up and sort of lifted my jaw off the table. There were two ads that were particularly for women. And I'm thinking, at this time, because one, they can tell what time you're watching. I don't know how skewed the ads are to them knowing that, you know, because you've got to have an account to watch, that they know you're a woman. Because I'm thinking if there's a bloke watching these ads, he'd be like, oh, no, make it stop. It was bad. The first one was for sanitary products, which was bad enough in its own right. In fact, they both were. But the first one was not the same as the second one. And I'm looking at it thinking, years ago, that wasn't allowed. You couldn't have an ad on the TV for that. The second one, well, if I were to say to you it was for sanitary products, and I said that the tagline was, get it up there, you'd know exactly what I meant, wouldn't you? Oh, it was terrible. It was a mock-up of a chat show with like a really cheesy presenter asking the most inappropriate questions. The answer to which was, oh, no, you need to get it up there. And I'm like, I think I might wait for the rest of this series because I can't bear this. It was so bad. I need to find this advert. Now, like I said, it was on demand. So what I'd have to do is record the screen of the next episode and hope that this ad reappears. So I can capture it in all its glory for you. It was unbelievable. And I'm sitting watching it thinking, who in the right minds? You can imagine the ad agency. Yeah, what I think is a good idea is if we have a tagline of Get It Up There. And she's showing you how at the same time. Oh, no. And I'm thinking, and I'm a woman. Can you imagine what poor guy's thinking? Like tilting the head to one side with, really? Oh, it was bad. So I think I'll create another account. And this time I'll call myself Christopher or Paul or Peter and see if I get the same ads. And if I don't, if I get like ads that I can bear, then I'll never use my account again. That's shocking. Oh, we'll find out. It was bad. Hello, Sarah. Oh, just had second jab. Catching up here. How are you feeling with it? Is it good or bad? A mixed bag from people in Tony's opinion. I've heard people say they're not good with it. There was one on my course the other day. And she was stepped back from the camera much more than she usually is. And when we'd finished it, she said, you know, oh, I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me too well. She said, but I really don't feel right at the minute. I've just had my second jab. And when she came closer to the camera, she was the colour of a tomato. And she said, I'm just sweating the whole of the time. And I looked and I thought, oh, dear. Didn't say which one she got, so I don't know. Sarah was fine, but a bit tired. Fingers crossed. Which one did you have, Sarah? Aren't we down to the 30-year-olds at the moment here? And Ireland are down to the 18-year-olds. Tony, that's so funny. Fine, on the second job, started to wonder if they'd actually given it to me. the AZ Oxford one. I think Rachel had that one. I think so. Can't quite remember. Hello, Tracy. You do realise what's going to happen now, don't you, people? Tracy's going to go back up the chat and she's going to find out how naughty we've been with what we've been talking about. Oh, Tracy's got the message for the second jab, 1st of June. That's next Tuesday, isn't it? That's really quick. When did you have the first one? I thought that was only a few weeks ago. Ah, she's back. Oh, well, she's de-impaled the chicken then. He's been impaled for 4 days. I guess I should say she. What's she doing with it? There she is. She's quite happy now. She's got the chicken. I do hope that's not disturbing Kiva. She's got the chicken and she knows what to do with him. Oh, and now she's telling Chicken all about it, vehemently. So do we reckon Tracy's caught up yet with what we've been naughty with? You can't not see Peter Kay and his bit from Carshare. It's the best bit of Carshare ever. Oh, is it me or is it very warm in here?
It is very warm.
It is very warm in here. They do say we're going to have an amazingly good weather weekend, which doesn't bode well. We might have to have the window open all Saturday night.
Kiva's enjoying Kim's lunch again.
Did she not learn after yesterday's? Oh, food must be a big driver for her. Yours is clearly better than hers. Lola takes that stance quite a lot. Mind you, Lola does get, she likes Fridays, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Because on Friday, she gets some fish. We have salmon steak, and she gets some of it. So she does like Fridays. 22 days. Oh, wow, Tracy. That's perfect, isn't it? 3 weeks it's supposed to be. It was when it went to 12, it put me right off. But 3 weeks is exactly what they tested. So that's fantastic. And it wasn't that bad last time, was it? You were tired, weren't you? And achy. I remember that. 19 degrees and it looks to be rising by the weekend. Tony, don't tell me this.
Oh, no. Go on, settling on your bed.
Come on. Oh, she wants one of these.
She's had two.
Well, now she wants another. Right, put them away and then she won't be seeing them. Right, what have I got over here? Lola! Where is she?
She's there.
Are you deaf?
only when it suits.
There, that's true. Selective samoid deafness. No, I don't want it any warmer. It's uncomfortable at the moment.
She's happily munching on a chew stick.
Thing is, she gets to the point where she's like, I want food. And then all of a sudden she just totally stops. And that's it. So she's obviously in the point of the ascendancy at the moment in terms of what she can... Oh, Tracy can't see the chat. Oh, you'll have to see how naughty we were later then, Tracy. On demand.
Stringing beans.
Stringing beans?
Is that a euphemism for something?
Oh, don't go there!
Should I go to Urban Dictionary?
Did you know, I bet if you do, there is some very unfortunate connotation.
Well,
I'll bet you.
Let's try it.
Right. We'll find out what Tracy's doing in the land of the Urban Dictionary. Because obviously, in reality, she's in the garden stringing beans. But that will have a totally different meaning, I guarantee.
Someone
it.
Who rather resembles a dried out shriveled potato or bean sprout. They have aspirations of being a DJ known as DJ String Bean.
Are you on acid or something? Because that, can you speak English? I swear there'll be another meaning. Not even kidding, there will be. There absolutely will. Oh, we'll find out. So what else was I doing today? Evernote made a mistake. Yeah, Evernote asked me for some input. They'll regret that. And what's wrong with this Evernote 10 client?
Oh, there are some rudy ones.
Told you there would
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hedgehog episode. Not seen that. So I'll need to see the Hedgehog episode. I'll probably catch up and watch the lot because I just love that bit. My dad loved Peter Kay. And he did like a cameo appearance in Coronation Street once. And Dad just didn't get it. He didn't find it funny in the slightest. And my mum didn't find Peter Kay funny to start with. And Dad was like, oh, I want to watch this bit in Coronation Street. Like, Mum was like, not seeing Coronation Street since Ina Sharples was in short skirt. So they put it on. Even Dad couldn't be doing with it. It was with a character called Shelley. I think she was a landlady at the time. It was like a date. You know, like the most awkward date ever. Like that. But no, it wasn't to his taste or liking. I think he played like a kind of geek. So that put me off right away. But I have seen like a full 1 hour, 1.5 hour show of his. Garlic Bread.
Garlic Bread.
Garlic Bread was one.
Garlic
and that's
bread.
The gag. All he does is say, like, you know, I'm from the north and we've got our own food and stuff. So I went to my mate and he had garlic bread. And he just stands there and says garlic bread with, like, an increasing gap of time between each instance of it.
Excuse me.
Yes, Mike. Indeed. That's the gag. There is nothing else with the gag. But it's funny because you just... You just think, like, that is what people are like in the north. Garlic bread is like, would be a delicacy. Never mind, something like caviar, you must be joking. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. Yes, poor Mikey, always sneezing, isn't he? The actress in Corrie is best friends with Peter Kay. Ah, probably. That would make sense, wouldn't it? I don't know if it was some special anniversary episode or something, but... I think it would have been better suited to like a show of his rather than Coronation Street. But then I haven't seen Coronation Street in absolute years. In absolute years. That was how come my gran took to you, wasn't it? Mike used to watch it and gran had gone in hospital. We were only dating about, 6 weeks? Mm. And we went to visit. And she was saying, and I'm missing Coronation Street. Mike sat down next to her and held her hand and updated her on the entire thing. She fell in love with him right at that moment. It's like, do not get rid of this one. I'm liking this one. She was, wasn't she? Mm. She was so sweet. It was a favourite and she treated it like they were family. That it was her reality. Mind you, she lived in a house that looked like that, didn't she?
True.
A terraced house with an alleyway at the back and a little yard. So just like Coronation Street.
Kim, we don't talk about keepers.
Mike is a keeper.
Yeah, we don't talk about keepers.
We do in the context that Kim means it. But in the context of goalkeepers, we're not mentioning that. Don't mention the match. Oh, the thing was, you could see it happening, couldn't you? And given the fact that you'd had 90 minutes of it, oh, and the funniest thing last night about the match I found was we have our, I don't know how it happens in the States, but here the Premier League and all the different competitions have contracts with TV stations. So you will find many moons ago, you only got the highlights of three shows on Match of the Day, three matches on Match of the Day, and that was it. And then you got like all the goals from every match. And then it was like, oh, let's put some live matches on. And now you've got live matches every week. But you can't just take one subscription and get all the matches. So some this year have been on Amazon. Some have been on BT Sport. Some have been on Sky. Some have been on the BBC. It's ridiculous. They're all over the place, aren't they? So the tin pot, the Europa League, which was the thing that was going on last night, the final, has been on BT Sport. So I said to Mike, look, we've not been out of the house in 15 months. Just buy it, whatever it costs. Just get a subscription. So he did. So he's been watching it. But last night, with it being the final, they made it free. So if you've got the BT Sport app, you could just open it and watch for free. But they also put it on YouTube, and the quality on YouTube was stunning. It was 4K and it was brilliant. The quality was stunning. So Kath started mentioning the game in the chat, but she didn't actually say she was watching it or she wasn't watching it until about 5 minutes from the end. And the basics of what she was saying was, you know, bad words are being said here. And then she said, I just wish we could watch it. You know, but it's on BT Sport. So I thought, oh, good grief, has she been talking about it for 85 minutes and not known that it's on YouTube? So I went back and I said, Kath, it's on YouTube, free. Then I put another message in with the link. And she said, now you tell me. I said, well, at least you can watch extra time. Apparently, they're doing the same thing on Saturday night with the Champions League. So I already have the link for that, but I'm sure Frank will know about it. But I don't know about Tony. Tony's got an iPad.
Yeah.
So if he didn't know that you could watch it for free.
Yeah.
I just assumed it was on BBC or ITV.
Usually is, isn't it?
Yeah, but well, this year it's not. So we'll have to let Tony know, just in case. I'm sure Frank will manage, but you never know. So if you wanted to watch the City match, we'll give you the links out on Saturday. But poor Kath, she didn't know. Oh,
I could cancel my BT Sport now.
Because you don't want to watch on Saturday and it's free anyway.
Yeah.
Tony says you could tell by the way he was looking around, checking the ref the clock, that he wasn't up for it. Exactly. Poor way to lose the match, but as a Spurs fan, you become immune to stuff like that. No, I didn't think he'd done brilliantly as a keeper against the penalties. He didn't look confident. You know, with a keeper, you're going to have to go one way or the other or stay in the middle. You know, and there are keepers who do that well in terms of psyching out the player taking the penalty. And he just didn't seem up for the entire match, to be honest. So when it came to penalties, I thought, I can't see him saving a one. And he didn't. But sometimes you can make yourself so intimidating as the keeper. Peter Schmeichel used to do this. He'd put his arms out so he was virtually touching the crossbar. And he intimidated. So half of it's mindset. And he did not look up for it in terms of, did I see him saving one? No. Did I see him being so intimidating that somebody missed? No. And then when it came to it, he said it's the goalkeepers. I thought, oh dear, we're knackered. And that's exactly what happened. But it was funny that both Mike and I felt it, but didn't say anything because we didn't want to be accused of, you know, it was you that said it and you jinxed it. But I took one look at his face and I thought, no, he's not up for this. No way. But as I was saying before, there shouldn't be a player on that pitch who cannot score a penalty at the drop of a hat. You should just be able to do that. Think of it as like a driving test where all of a sudden you're going to have to do an emergency stop and he just shouts, stop. And you just put the anchors on. It should be like in training, stop, penalty, go take it. And you should just, it should be like shelling peas. But half of them make a right performance of it. I thought Rashford's penalty was ridiculous. He basically did like the third chorus of Swan Lake on the run-up, didn't he?
Mm.
Like, what's he doing? I know they can now, but to me that's not in the spirit of the game. But there you go. He's had a bad season. Think it's time to say ta-ta. Yeah, I said to Mike, I can't see him being there next year. If we're going back to the glory days, I always wondered why we never attempted to get Kasper Schmeichel when he was a lot younger.
True.
Because he's a really good keeper now. But if he'd have been at United from a younger age, just think of the difference it could have made. That would have been fantastic as far as I was concerned. I would definitely have had him. But I don't know whether he didn't want to leave Leicester or what. But it never happened, unfortunately. And as you pointed out, wasn't it Peter Schmeichel's a granddad or something?
Yeah.
It's like, in my mind, he's still 20-odd. And there was a clip, there was a video that came out in 1992, 1993, something like that. And this video was after a match in the tunnel in the corner of Old Trafford. And it was two kids playing football, knocking a ball against the gate. And it turned out to be Alex Bruce and Kasper Schmeichel. And they're both players now. But I still think of them like Amy, his sister, with she was going on about her tadpoles. And I still think of Kasper Schmeichel as being like eight, banging the ball against this gate. When you think now he's got kids and Peter Schmeichel's granddad. I, however, am still living in 1985, where I am 18 and quite happy with it. Oh, indeed. Renee's in. Hello. I'm loving that, D. Telling Renee he's late. He had a very important somewhere else to be. Leave him be. Oh, yes, the topics were interesting. You would have learnt lots of Englishisms, Renee. You would. 1985 crew solidarity. That's what we need. 1985 was a good year. It's a good job Jonathan's not in anymore, isn't it? Jonathan did disappear, didn't he? Because 1985, he was -4, but we don't need to think about that, do we? No, we don't. Born in 1989. Oh, was it university? Come on. This can't be happening, but it is. That's how come we ended up with Rachel as a daughter, you know. Because she quickly did the maths. They were talking about 1985, weren't we? I think it was Live Aid. We were talking about Live Aid. And we had this guy at the table who was a friend of ours and Rachel and Nina and Chidge. And this guy said something about 1985. I wasn't born. You know, I was born in 1985. And I'm like, oh, my word. So I just said, oh, I went to university. I left school in 1985. And Rachel did the maths. Oh, you're old enough to be my mum. And I'm like, oh, no. But the thing was, when she said that, the funniest thing was she was absolutely poleaxed because she didn't know how old I was. And she said, I thought you were the same age as me. So I thought, well, at the time, Rachel would have been what? 33. I thought, I'll take that. I will definitely take that. I was 49 and she was 33. And I thought, yep, I will take that. So clearly I look a lot younger than I am. In fact, that's happened twice, hasn't it? Do you remember Katie? Katie's mum is big into makeup and fitness and that club she runs. Slimming World. Right. And all the rest of that garbage that I can't be bothered with. And we were, I think she does like, oh, what's it called? Unique, like makeup party type thing. So we all rocked up at this makeup party and we're trying these makeups on. And her daughter was there, and her daughter at the time was about 15. And we were talking about birthdays, and I think mine was coming up. And she said, oh, how old are you? So I said, I'm 50 this year. And her mum at the time was 40, 41. And she went, no way. She said, I thought you were younger than my mum. Well, mum did not take that kindly.
If looks could kill.
Exactly. I don't think she got fed that week, and there was certainly no pocket money. Because instead of just saying like, oh, yeah, I can see that now. Oh, no. She just went on and on like, mum, no way. No way, mum. Oh, dear, it was bad. But yes, that's because I live in 1985. I carry 1985 around with me. And just like, what's that picture? The thing of Dorian Gray. I have a portrait in the attic, clearly. Oh, although casted the same, she saw the pictures from her 50th and said, good grief, I thought you were 40. He said it was a big birthday, I thought you were 40. Which is bad news, because her daughter that year was 42. Ah, you see, this is what comes of living in 1985.
Right, let's have a look.
If you've been here early, you'd blush too. The topics were interesting. We've covered these before. We've kind of touched on these topics before. They just reared their ugly head again. Like the peasants getting animated when the tyrannical king arrives. No, we're being good. We're being good. We talked tech and everything, didn't we?
We did.
And we talked other things as well. But we did talk tech. And we talked delivery of tech. Because I did a check on my order live, Renee. Not moved in 4 weeks. I think they've forgotten about me, but never mind. Oh, one of Jean's favourite insults you heard someone saying, somewhere in the attic there's a picture of you getting prettier. But it was said as banter. Oh, Kim likes 1985 as well. The year you started graduate training in Perio, one of the best years of my life. 1985 was a good year. It really was. I mean, the summer you leave school, I don't think you forget the summer you leave school. But I remember, didn't have a holiday or anything, but I helped Mum round the house. She wanted, like, redecorating done, and Dad was pretty useless. So at 16, I was old enough to help. So I helped her that summer. I remember that one. 85, she decided I was working too hard, and about 4 weeks, 3-4 weeks before my exams, she decided to take me on holiday, and she wouldn't let me work. And I remember smuggling one book with me in the bottom of my handbag. She said, no work. We went to Ireland for 10 days. We stayed in Rathmines with a very distant relative, the exact history of which I have no idea. We called her Auntie. It was fabulous. Loved it. But I couldn't. She said, you'll overdo it. And I thought, you can't overdo it. So these textbooks I had were like breeze blocks. And I thought, well, I'm not going to get away with taking any of those. So I had this one book, and it was printed on like really cheap, horrible paper, really light. It was like recycled paper, really light. So I thought, I might get away with that one. And it was only about half inch thick. And it was like, it size wise, it was like a phrase book. Not that you need a phrase book for Dublin. Although that depends, I guess, on which part of Dublin you're going to. So I had this book, and I thought it would just fit in the bottom of my handbag. And in the bottom of my handbag, there was like, you know, that like piece of cardboard that's covered in plastic or something similar. I thought I might be able to secrete it under there and she'll never find it. And she didn't. And I took it with me. And it was a dictionary of economics and economic terms. So every night I just whipped through the dictionary once and then put it back. Used it like a prayer book. Oh, never mind, though. I did get an A in economics, so it was worth it. It was worth it. Oh. Renee can't remember 1985. Oh, no. Oh, Kim says she didn't think her parents thought she worked too hard. Mum did. Dad was only interested in results. He was only interested with what he could brag about. But Mum was interested in my welfare. Tracy went abroad, met your best friend and Mr. T. So there you go. Another great memory from 85. D was five, simple times. Oh, I don't remember being five. That would have been 1972. No, I remember 1970, frighteningly enough, because of the World Cup. I was only three, but I remember it. Caused a ruckus between my mum and dad. So I definitely remember that. Renee was at his peak, 20. Do I mean ISIL paper? Not really, no. You know when you buy like a notebook, like a cheap notebook, and it's got quite yellowy paper and you can see like the threads in it. Really cheap and horrible paper. It was printed on that and I don't know why. I don't know why they'd gone for something like that, because they weren't exactly giving these books away. The other books were like pristine white with proper type on, but these pages were like really rough. Oh, it was horrible. But it was the only book I could get in. It was the only book that was small enough and light enough, so I did. Oh, I did all right in my exam, so I don't have to worry. Jonathan makes you feel old. Jonathan makes us all feel old. That's why he is young Jonathan, like young Mr. Grace. Frighteningly, Johnny could be my son as well. Oh, it's so depressing, isn't it? But we all just pretend because, you know, it's 1985 and I'm 18 and I'm quite happy. Quite happy being 18 in 1985. The music was great. The weather was great. I learnt to drive. I left college. Oh, yeah, it was amazing. If I could have just stopped the world in 1985 and carried on living there, I'd be quite happy. Just imagine pre-COVID when all you had to worry about was whether Russia and America were going to start nuking each other. That was our biggest problem. Oh, I guess that would have been a big problem, actually. But, you know, it never actually happened, so that was fine. Do you think it's just that we always have to find something to worry about? And that was 1985's problem. But all that did was make sure that we had lots of songs from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You know, Two Tribes and all of that. Oh, it was grand. Absolutely grand. Yep, 85 was the year. We should have a marooned 1985 party, shouldn't we? Oh, we could do that, couldn't we? We could actually do that. Yes, we shall ponder that. We'll take a vote on it. That's what we'll do. And find the best year. But it's looking like 1985. I don't know what Jonathan's going to do with that. I really don't know what he's going to do with that. Oh, but never mind. Anyway, I'm going to head off to my 8 o'clock and we will be back with you tomorrow for Do Show Friday. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.